Welcome to the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. July 19th, 2025, Saturday. This is part two of Psalm 83, the prophecy, 2,800 years old, the Gaza War / Regional War, part two. On October 7th, 2023, the feast, the fall feasts of the nation of Israel began. This was the beginning of the final decade that will lead to the fall feasts in 2033, right at the time of Christ's second coming. 2,000 years ago, he said he would return. It's been 2,000 years, and presently he has not returned, but he will return, and we are now in the last decade. We are in the decade of wars that lead to Armageddon, and there will be no peace. There will be no President Donald Trump. He wants to bring peace to the conflict in Ukraine. It won't happen. Conflict in the Middle East. It won't happen. We are in the decade of the wars that precede the coming of Christ. The Psalm 83 war. It is a regional war. It is not just a Gaza war. It is the whole territory to the north into Lebanon, along the coast in the Mediterranean, north of Egypt, and eventually into the nation of Jordan, and north into Syria. In the previous program, I went from verse 1, to verse 3. I will go through the whole chapter. So I'm going to continue from verse 3. You can go to the previous program, which was July the 13th program, which was last Sunday. I think I'll do 1, 2, possibly 3 parts, but I will go through Psalm 83. It is a time sensitive prophecy. It would not occur until Israel had become a nation once again. Israel has been a nation since 1948. Toward the end of the final generation, which began in 1948 with Israel once again becoming a nation. Sorry to repeat myself. From the time that Israel became a nation, there's always been conflict, time after time after time. But there will be one time in this pattern where the conflicts where there will be a unique conflict. And this is a unique conflict, this present day conflict that Israel is in. It is different. I've repeated many times on many programs that there would be one conflict where the United States, the United Nations, the nations of the world, nations in the Middle East would not be allowed to interfere with Israel's eliminating the enemies and the terror groups and the hostile peoples and nations. No one would interfere, because Psalm 83 is a decree by God through Asaph, the prophet, that Lord, don't stop, don't hold back, don't be silent. This time, bring about punishment on the ancient families and the ancient hostile nations. surrounding Israel. Don't hold back. Bring this conflict to an end. Destroy these enemies. Reveal who you are to them. Show them that you are God. Show them that you're the God of Israel, that you exist, that you don't forget the atrocities that have been committed against your people Israel. And in verse 1, Lord, these people are against you. They are anti-God. They are against the God of Israel. They have their own gods that they worship. These gods they depend on, they look to, and these gods are these idols, and the hatred that comes in through this, the religion of Islam, which is to a great degree in this chapter. This is not just people with hatred, but these are people that have a form of worship. And since Islam came into existence, to a degree, Islam would be in the future the main kind of religious pattern, and this hatred toward Israel and the Jewish people. The war is against God. The war is against the Jewish people. I will now go to verse 3 to kind of pick up where I left off in the previous program. Again, this is my website, is thispresenttruth.com. thispresenttruth.com. And on the site, I have the Present Truth program and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry program. And this program concerning the prophecies in Psalm 83 is, again, here on the Olive Tree site. Naturally, I have a lot of things before me, and I'm trying to decide how to present to you the gravity of Psalm 83. It begins the last 10 years before Christ's return. We are about a year away from the tribulation, 7-year tribulation. We are very near, about a year away from Russia being destroyed, Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. We are in a time now where President Trump, the prophecies concerning Donald Trump, he is going to be replaced within the next year. I don't see that he will be able to resume his presidency. Too many prophecies in motion. But Psalm 83 is the beginning of the final decade for the Christian people. You are being warned by the Holy Spirit, by God, by the prophecies in the Old Testament. We are to be watchful, and most Christians are not watchful. All right, now I will attempt, and I will be successful in flowing through this chapter, presenting what I think is vital and important for the individuals that listen to these programs. Everything in the Psalm 83 war is very intricate. It is very detailed. I'm going to reveal to you the deep things in this chapter. Verse 3, they are making secret plans. These plans are strategies. They're not plans that have been, you know, a 2 or 3 month plot. These plans have been going back 20 years, 2005. The whole, all the 20-year-old, two-decade-year-old plans, if not more, with all of the nations surrounding, and I'm going to name these people that are that have been plotting together. The ancient family of Ishmael, the ancient family of Esau, the Philistinian enemies that were the ancient nation of the Philistines along the in the Gaza Strip, the enemies in Lebanon, in Syria, and also the family of Lot, the children of Lot, Abraham's nephew, and his children, Ammon and Moab, Ishmael again, also Abraham, his concubine, Hagar, to which Ishmael came, Ishmael, Abraham's son Ishmael. She also had children after she was sent away from Israel, Abraham's presence, the Hagarites, the Hagrites. She had other children. They're also mentioned here. The grandson of Esau, Amalek. This Amalek, this lineage would eventually marry into the with the Philistines and would marry, continue the marriages with the children of Ishmael and Moab and Ammon, all the individuals in the area, in the region, as well as in Egypt. So this is a family war, many family, ancient family members, and hostile nations, nations that have always been hostile to Israel in Lebanon, Syria. So, going to verse 3, the common denominator with the people in the region has been Islam. It would be the gods that they worship would eventually be unified through Islam, you might say. There'd be a unity, there'd be a common religion, a common thought, and a common purpose and plan, and a common hatred. Not all of the individuals in the region, not all would hate Israel or the Jewish people or be hostile to the nation of Israel as a country. Most, but not all. They're making secret plans. They plot against your people, verse 3. Lord, specific, and these plans and these plots are against those that you love, those that God loves, those that God treasures, those that He cherishes. They are considered to be very precious to God. Now, I will present that within the body of Christ, within the churches of God, all seven churches mentioned in Revelation chapter 1, which includes the Greek churches and the Catholics, Lutherans, all the mainstream denominations, evangelical church. Within the evangelical church, I always emphasize there are basically four branches. There's the fundamental groups, the Baptists to a I guess you could say. There would be charismatics. There would be Pentecostal. There is a difference. And there would be the, since 1948, a new addition and a new revival within the body of Christ, which would be called the Messianic churches. And I believe Jewish people that would meet the Lord and begin to once again serve the God of Israel through rebirth. And their focus would be the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. And in these seven lampstands, there would be, just like in Israel, there's the whole of Israel. Not all are faithful to their God. They are apostate. They are far from Him. Many even are at war with Him. But there would be His precious ones. There would be those that He had promised to protect. And He will, and He is protecting them. There is a family within the Jewish community internationally that still have their pure genetic ties to Jacob, genetically perfect. This is why, to a degree, this is one of Satan's plans with all of the what has happened with these vaccinations. They have now found that within the vaccines that have been given starting in roughly 2020, they have found contaminants in these injections in the vaccines. It is proven that it is changing the DNA of many of the people that have taken these vaccinations. There may be some that were placebo, but for those that received the contaminated gene-altering, it is a bioweapon, their genetics have been changed. But in Revelation chapter 7, there will be 12,000. From all the 12 tribes, there will be 12,000 in each tribe that are genetically perfect when Christ returns. They will be genetically perfect. And these individuals will go into the millennial kingdom and begin the great repopulation of the Jewish families. A great population. So there must be genetically perfect Jewish people. And right here in in Psalm 83, there are plans against the people of Israel. There are those that God must protect, and He has, and He will continue to protect them. There's going to be great hardship to the Jewish people. God, as the God of Israel, we are aware, God is aware, that many of the Jewish people are worshiping other gods. They're not worshiping Yahweh. They're worshiping the idols, gods. They are involved in evil. It's just a fact. The Jewish people have been a people that have always been, since the time of, from the beginning, involved in witchcraft. All the nations, all the tribes, all the peoples, all the races presently are involved in witchcraft, Israel included. But God still knows who He has to protect. And going back to the Christian church, in the body of Christ, in the true family of God, there are many believers who are apostate and are in unknowingly into witchcraft, unknowingly are worshiping idols, but there's a group that God must protect in the same principle as the 7,000. Oh, I'm sorry, of the 144,000 that must be protected in Revelation chapter 7, there will be a group of Christian people who are faithful to the Lord that also must be protected. Benjamin Netanyahu in Israel indirectly is protecting individuals in the Jewish community. He must protect them, knowingly or unknowingly. They must be protected from the vaccinations, from death via war, from persecution. They have to be protected. They're vital to God's plan with Israel in the near future, in the body of Christ. And so you might say, all of Israel and the war with the enemies presently taking place, this conflict that they're involved in, is to protect that hidden group. That is the group that must be protected by everything Benjamin Netanyahu does, what the IDF is doing, what even their the religious world, the culture, the nation. It's very difficult to, I understand that God must protect that group, and everything is in place for the protection of that group of people. In the body of Christ, everything is to protect a group of people in the body of Christ, the true family of God, in each of the seven lampstands, and in the evangelical church especially, because it is the evangelical church that God is using to warn the other six brothers, you might say, warning them and revealing to them the time that we're in. We're in the last decade. We're about a year away from the Gog-Magog War. We're maybe 15 months away from the beginning of the seven-year tribulation. Many things are going to happen. Many things are going to happen in the next year and a half, year and 3 months. But presently, the anti-Semitism in this country is like a smoke from a great forest fire going out over the land downstream. The Christian people are being fooled into believing that this war in the Gaza and in that region is genocide. It is not. It is punishment, age-old prophecies that present a coming judgment for the sins of the nations throughout the last 3,800 years from the time of Abraham. It began when God said to Abraham, "In blessing I will bless those that bless you. In cursing, I will curse those that curse you." Genesis chapter 12. From that time, God made it clear to Abraham, "I've chosen you as a family, and through your family, through Isaac and Jacob, you're going to be a blessing to the world, and I'm going to fulfill my plan for mankind through you in the generations to come. You're going to be heavily persecuted. You're going to be hated by family members, by enemies in the region, enemies in the world. You will be hated. But those that curse you, I will curse. Those that bless you, I will bless." That is a solid promise. It is a It is one of the most powerful promises that God has ever made to a family, but it has come to pass. We are in the time of the great hatred of the Jewish people and the nation of Israel. It will intensify. It will, you might say, increase. The hatred will increase in this country, internationally, not just in that region. If the Christian people, if those in the evangelical church and all the other churches, if they don't understand this prophecy in Psalm 83, you make a mistake. You're going to get in trouble. You're going to be in conflict with Christ himself, with the God of Israel, with Yahweh, with Yeshua. The Christian people in the evangelical churches, and even Pentecostal and charismatic churches, there are many Christian people who feel that God has replaced Israel with the churches. Israel can never be replaced. It's evident right now in what's happening in the Middle East. They are fighting for their existence. And what happens in Israel will eventually happen in the body of Christ within these seven lampstands. They're fighting for their existence. And as we go into this next 8.5 years, roughly, we evangelicals, Catholics, Lutherans, all the denominations that are truly God's children, the Greek churches. The Greek churches are already being attacked heavily in Ukraine. This is the Russian war. Satan is very cunning, but we are very deceived. We are very dull-minded. We don't see things. We don't understand because our view, we don't view things the way we should. We don't understand what we should understand. The conflict in Ukraine and Russia and what's going to occur in that region, these are Greek, Russian Orthodox, Ukrainian Orthodox, all the Orthodox religions are, Satan is using these people to exterminate each other. The Civil War is the best example I can give. This wasn't just a war between the North and the South. This was a strategy by Satan to put guns in the hands of Christians so they can kill each other for the policies of either the North or the South or the British. And this is what will happen in Matthew 24. The Lord said that there's going to be war, conflict, not just with the race against race, ethnos against ethnos, but there's going to be brother against brother, father against son, mother against daughter, mother-in-law against daughter-in-law. There's going to be conflict within the family of God. This is Satan's strategy. It has always worked. It will continue to work until the tribulation, and then the Christians will realize we've been duped into fighting one another, and it will cease. These programs are on my website, thispresenttruth.com. They're very simple to remember. thispresenttruth.com. You can go to the podcast section and you have the Present Truth programs and the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. My contact information to write me is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 80502. Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado 8052. Again, podcast, the website, thispresenttruth.com. The conflict, what happens in Israel in the natural happens in the body of Christ in the spiritual. There is a big war occurring in the body of Christ also. And simply the war is, you have the big promise or in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the Apostle Paul spoke of a time in the United States of America when there would be a great apostasy. The apostasy would be worldwide in the family of God, but especially the great apostasy in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 2 through about 10, this great apostasy would be like a deception that you could not believe. It would be hard to believe that in the United States, the churches, especially the evangelical churches, would become so apostate that they would not realize the time that we're in. So apostate, they would become anti-Semitic to a degree. So apostate, they would fight for the to give life to or believe that they could change a society through the vote, which is important, through politics, which is important. But we believers, we of all people, should realize that, yes, the system, the ways in which this country, our laws are important, but we forget that we are to pray for our leaders and we are to pray. This is how we change things spiritually, through prayer. Eventually, trying to change the country through legislation will not work. It will be impossible. It would be through prayer. This is apostasy. Apostasy is when the Christian people are lukewarm, when they say that they are wanting Christ to return, but really they don't want him to return. Well, within 2033, we're already in the decade. We're inside the decade of Christ, the final decade. Christ is going to return. We cannot stop anything. We cannot change anything. The race against race has already begun in the United States. Ethnic wars, racial wars, they've begun. Ethnos against ethnos. It's evident. But now I'm going to go back to Psalm 83. So, the hatred and the plots to destroy the Jewish people have begun. Verse 4 is a very critical verse. The enemies say, come, let's destroy them, let's wipe them out as a nation. This is genocide. The Christian people and the people in this country are saying that Israel, and they internationally, that Israel is committing genocide. No. Israel is protecting itself. They are obeying what God has stated to do, to bring punishment and judgment according to what God said he would do to all of the enemies of Israel in the region. It's not genocide. It is God's punishment. God said he would punish. How is he going to punish? He's going to punish through the IDF, through the nation of Israel, in these conflicts. But here, Asaph says, let us destroy them. Let's wipe them out as a nation. Let's genocide them. Let's destroy every one of them. Then part B, that no one will ever remember the name of Israel. This is ethnic cleansing. You want to talk about ethnic cleansing? These demons, the demons and the fallen angels of hell, they know exactly what the Bible says, and they instruct those in the propaganda news, Hamas news, the Hamas news network, the propaganda, Al Jazeera, all of them. Israel's committing genocide. Israel's committing ethnic cleansing. They take what the Bible says and they reverse it, that Israel is trying to genocide, cause a genocide and ethnic cleanse the people, the Arab people. They're not the Palestinians, they're Arabs. No. Asaph states, these enemies for 3,800 years have always tried to commit genocide, to destroy them as a people, and to erase them as a culture, to ethnic cleanse them. They don't want any remembrance of Israel. They want to erase all the history of Israel going back all the way to Abraham. Erase the story of the Red Sea and the Israel coming out of Egypt. Erase all of the history of all of the prophets of Israel, of King David, of King Solomon, of Christ himself, especially Christ himself. They want to ethnically cleanse the history of this great people and their great, great God, who has become our God as born-again believers. And this great God is also trying to protect the nations of the world, the people of the world, from the strategies and the wiles of the devil. So this is ethnic cleansing. This is genocide. Verse 5. These individuals are united in their plan. They have been plotting with one mind, one heart. They've made an agreement. They, according to Asaph, in the last 20, 30, 40 years, they've made these agreements. And I will say this just briefly before I forget. I will do the Ezekiel prophecy in chapter 38 and 39 concerning Russia. Russia, from the time that Israel became a nation, working with Egypt, has been involved in trying to interfere with God's plan with the nation of Israel prior to even 1948, after World War II, supplying arms, intel, military strategies to Nasser of Egypt, all of the other leaders in the region on how to just interfere with Israel, even being stillborn. That was the intention, was that Israel would be stillborn, come to life, and immediately die. But God had a plan. This is the final generation. We're in the last generation. And this is why we're in the last decade. Part of the punishment in Ezekiel 38 and 39 is because of Russia and their anti-Semitic attitude of the government assisting the Muslims, the Arabs in the Middle East to destroy Israel and to at all times cause conflict and hardship, well, Russia's going to be destroyed. So these individuals in all the area, in the region, they have agreed, they have made treaties, they have made promises to fight Israel and against God. Again, the God hatred is evident in Amos, in Psalm 83. God hatred, the hatred of Israel, is very evident. Okay, verse 6. Now he gets into the specifics. Okay, the families, and these are the families, ancient families, going back to Ishmael, Abraham's son through Hagar, and Esau, which was Jacob's twin brother. This family hatred, it's a family conflict. I think it's 3,800 years old. And these relatives, I mean, how, you know, these are half-brothers. Ishmael's half-brothers to Esau and Jacob. And Esau is a twin brother of Jacob. And the hatred of Esau through the centuries, through these 3,000 years, almost 4,000 years, the hatred of Esau toward his brother Jacob is, I don't know how to explain it. But then it goes into Esau prejudicing the prejudice of all his children. And then Esau and Ishmael, the families, they begin to intermarry. And the intermarriage between all of these families and the family members marrying into hostile nations that have always hated Israel. The families of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hagrites. Moab is the firstborn son of Lot, Abraham's nephew. The Hagrites are the children of Hagar. The people of Biblos up in Lebanon. Ammon. The Ammon is Ammon Jordan. These are the children of Lot through his secondborn son, Ammon. Then you have Amalek. Amalek is a grandson of Esau. And Amalek took the hatred of Israel and the Jewish people to a greater level, to a much, much greater evil level. Then you have Philistia, which is the nation, a nation of the Philistines, where the Gaza Strip sits, where the Arab people in the Gaza Strip are residing, Philistia. Then you have the inhabitants of Tyre, which would be north, in Lebanon along the coast. So these are the families, all, and this in the war that began here in October of 2023. The war has escalated. Every one of these individual families that I've mentioned have been involved in this conflict, excluding Moab and Ammon. I believe Esau or Edom has been involved through the marriage of the people he married, that this family married Esau's children. Married Egyptians, Philistines, They married into the Ammonites, the Moabites, into Ishmael's family. So you have Philistia and the inhabitants of Tyre. Philistia would be the Philistines. The inhabitants of Tyre, north, again into Lebanon. And here's a very interesting verse 8. Even Assyria has joined them, meaning present-day Syria, even Assyria has joined them to help Ammon and Moab. Now, presently, I'm of the opinion and view that this new leader, Ahmad al-Sharah, is going to be the individual that most likely, they can't find him right now. He seems like he's hiding out because of the conflict that's occurred in Syria and Israel bombing some of the buildings in Damascus. He's hidden. He's been out of sight. But I am of the view that he is going to be the individual that will help, and you might say, instigate a plan with King Hussein and his son out of Jordan into attacking Israel. And al-Sharah, I believe, is going to be, he's going to die when Damascus, the prophecy of Damascus, is going to be destroyed by fire. And so here in Psalm 83, you can see that even Assyria has joined them to help Ammon and Moab. So Israel is going to have some conflict over the Jordan River to the east. And Assyria, it may be, is going to be involved and is going to be, according, it says here, to help Ammon and Moab, and to be the arm, to be the, to assist the descendants of Lot, Moab and Ammon. So this is really, not really, things are developing quickly. I think that we, and I've stated numerous times, the Psalm 83 conflict is, has a, it is time sensitive. It has a beginning, October 7th, 2023. It will have an end. I believe it has its end this year. I believe this conflict is, I don't see how it's going to go much further into the year, especially now that Israel has made it clear to al-Sharah, to Ahmed, that I call him Julani. It's easier to pronounce. Muhammad al-Julani. I believe that Julani, the terrorist, is uniting all of the Islamic groups and telling them, encouraging them to unite with one common objective. Put everything into the destruction of Israel. I believe that's what's happening. Then in verse 9, it says, Asaph, he says to he says, God, Yahweh, do to them what you did to Midian, what you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishron Valley, a river. Now, there are two things mentioned here. The armies of Sisera and Jabin were going to destroy and go into and destroy the some of the armies of Israel. God, do to them what you did to Midian. And all those armies, the soldiers, were destroyed. the river. They couldn't cross the rivers. It says even the stars were involved in fighting Sisera in this conflict, meaning spiritual forces in the air, spiritual forces spiritually. All through these wars when Israel became a nation and even before, there have been many accounts where there have been the enemy army seeing angels, and they see these angels standing, and they stop, and they ask the Egyptian armies, why did you stop? And they said, didn't you see the great angel standing? Basically telling us that you better stop or you're going to be destroyed. And it says that even the stars were involved in this battle to destroy Sisera, who was the general of, he was commander of the armies of Jabin. All the soldiers were annihilated. So the same thing in Gaza. God is saying, all of the soldiers, all of the enemies are going to be destroyed, but Sisera and Jabin, they had a much more violent end, which was documented. Sisera ends up so tired, he ends up in the tent of a woman who puts a wooden stake to his brain and drives it through his skull. The common man, the foot soldiers, those that fight Israel, they will die in the battlefield. They will die in the open. They will lose and lose their lives. It says that those that attack these enemies of Israel, they will die young. They're never going to reach enjoy life. And that's exactly what has happened. They have died in the open, in the fields, in the view. And it says that the leaders of Hamas, Hezbollah, these terrorist groups, they would die violently and the whole world would see it. This is exactly what happened. Sisera is a great story. Jabin, his armies were destroyed. Sisera dies violently at the hand of a woman. It's been a while. I don't remember the name of these great leaders in the Hamas. On the Present Truth programs, I've reported on all these individuals, and I can't remember one of them, the names of just even one. But they would all die. Israel would take out the commanders, like Sisera. They would all die, and the world would see. The soldiers, their names would not even be mentioned, because their names would be forgotten. The enemies of Israel, their names would be just forgotten. But the enemies, the commanders, like Sisera, their names would be remembered. Well, I will have a couple to mention. These are the Hezbollah and Hamas commanders that have been Israel has assassinated or killed since October 7th. And this is exactly what Psalm 83 says will happen. The commanders, the men of renown, their names would be, they would die openly for the whole world to see. And Psalm 83 could not occur until our time, because God wanted to make the world aware of the prophecy and that the war would be seen in real time. It would be viewed in real time. This gives credibility to God's prophets and to God's word. So there was Ibrahim Akil. He was Hezbollah's operations commander. There is Fuad Sukur. He was Hezbollah's leading military figure. Mohammed Nasser. He was senior commander in Hezbollah. He was responsible for sections of Hezbollah's operations at the frontier. There was Talib Abdullah. He was a field commander. Muhammad Deif. He was intelligence, a mastermind of October 7th attack. Ismail Haniya. Now, this was a big one. Assassinated June. He was the head of a terror. Well, he was the face of the Palestinian terror group. He was involved in international diplomacy. Just to give you an example, they would be killed. The soldiers would be killed on the battlefield. They would be their name nameless, but the commanders would be killed in the open, just like Sisera, and everybody would talk about them and not forget their names. So they would die violently in the open, just like Sisera was killed in the open. Verse 9 again, due to them, what you did in Midian, what you did to Sisera and Jabin at the Kishon River, they died, they were destroyed at Endor, their bodies rotted like dung manure on the ground. This is very descriptive. Many of these bodies of the terrorists, the Hamas terrorists, have never been retrieved. They have been buried under piles of rubble, like dung, manure, due to their important leaders, verse 11, princes, what you did to Oreb and Zeb. So in other words, God is saying, the armies died, and eventually the soldiers would rot in the field, but the leaders, did to Oreb and Zeb, due to their princes, what you did to Zeba and Zalmunna. But I'm going to have to stop there. I might come back in the third program, part 3, and talk more about openly, violently, in the open. So, okay. That thispresenttruth.com is a website. Thispresenttruth.com is a website. And the podcast section to either This Present Truth programs or the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry programs. Contact information is Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872. Longmont, Colorado, 80502. Rick Rodriguez, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502. And always may the God of Israel, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, may He bless you, may He bless your families, may He keep you, may He keep you in peace so that you're not disturbed. May He give you His grace and power so that you can continue your labor in the field. God bless you until the next program. I will visit with you then. Bye.